We discuss a halakha regarding bedikat hametz. So there's a big question. We know that the bedikat hametz is on nil yudalid le'od aner. We take the ner, we go around, we look in the chulim and stakim, the corners of the house, the cracks, the different places that hametz might be found. We search it out in order to burn it the next day. Question is, most of our homes were thoroughly cleaned before the Pesach. God bless the women, they go around room by room and they take it apart and they go into every corner, every closet, and they make sure that not only it's clean from Hametz, but it's clean from everything, general cleaning. The question is, how does that affect or impact the Bidikat Hametz that we're going to make on Lil Yudalid? You might say, well, we checked all the rooms already, basically, so maybe we just have to go around perfunctorily with a candle just to do the ceremony, and that would be enough. Well, Shulchan Aruch, we learned in Tafla Med Gimal, in Yud Aleph, right, Mechabed Hedro B'Yud Gimal B'Nisan, Mechabed Lebdok HaHametz Ul Ba'aro, V'Nizhar Shelo Lechnis Sham Od Hametz, Apapichen Serich Lebdok B'Lil Yudalid. Even if you cleaned the house beforehand and you checked and you did the cleaning, nonetheless, Maran writes you still have to make a bidikah on your dalit. He's quoting that from the Rishonim, the Modichin Truma Tadeshin, because Hakami made a takana to make a bidikah on your dalit. So we're not going to start making halukim that he has to make and he doesn't have to make. That's the takana to make the bidikah on your dalit. And all the reason he says, that maybe that little sweeping that they did, maybe that's not enough to be considered a bidika. Rav Chida in Mahazik Beracha, he brings down that the following: Rov hamoneh am mekirim bebidika sheosim derech havara be'alma kama chadarim b'sha'a mu'etet. The majority of the people, they make a short bidika for a small amount of time in a few rooms. ואין מקפידים לבדוק יפה בחולים מוסתקים. And they really don't go check into the corners of the house. כפי תקנת הבדיקה מדינת הגמלה, they don't really follow the law of the גמלה. ויש להם מעמד שיסמוכו. החידה של מה they have to rely on, באשר הם קודם רוחצים הכל, ומנקרים מחפשים היטב. Well, they really did a thorough cleansing and cleaning beforehand. So the Chidah sounds like he's finding zechut at least for those that are, a little more lax in the bidikah, because they're relying on the fact that things were done properly before. The Sha'aret Teshuvah brings it down in Tefla Medgimal, Ot Bet. However, from Maran, it doesn't seem like that. Maran clearly wrote, Amechabed Chadro B'Yudgimal B'Nisan, Umechaven Lebdok HaHametz U'Ba'aro, V'Nizhar Shulach Nisham Ot Hametz, V'Rapikel Tzik Lebdok B'Lel Yudalid. So the question is, we have a chidah that was melamed zechut, but from Maran it doesn't seem the case. So Chacham Ben Tzion alav Shalom in Or LeTzion Chelek Gimal Perek Zayin in the Tziyunim to Tetvav says the following: Mekom Akom Nireh Shekol Ma Shekatav Maran Ubemechabed Beto Umechaven Gam LeBedika. Maran was talking about a case where the guy's sweeping or cleaning, and he's also mechaven for the bedikah. She'az, kiman shelo hayta kavana lebedikah belvad, since this kavana was not for the bedikah alone, but it was for spring cleaning, as we call it, yesh lachon shelo badak yafeh yafeh. Then already maybe, since there's alternate kavanot, so maybe he didn't check good. Ve'efshar sheyesh mekmot sheshachah, maybe there's a place where he forgot. Harami shemamash badak beto lefne lel yudalid. Which means, if a person, a lady, let's say even, by the sunlight, so the halakha says if there's sunlight, so you can be lenient to check like that, and she had kavanah for a checking. She's checking the rooms for hametz, not only other things. The kavanah is for hametz primarily. But the hakamim made a takana, dai she yibdok cheder acher. Let him check one room, one room, let him do the bidikah so he doesn't do away with the takarav the hakamim. Question of again, Abraham. שאף אם בדק כל חדריו, ולא שיקרום שיק לחזור לדוק לפות חדר אחד בליל י' ד'. So, that's Hakam Ben Sion saying that again, if the Kavanah was solely for checking for Hametz, which, you know, you have to mevarer. If it's not, then already we still have to go around, at least in the rooms, to check in the corners and places that maybe, you know, it was not done correctly. Bottom line, one should not mizalzel in the bidikat hametz. The Chida writes that those that walk around like generals, they make, you know, walking around like important people, distinguished people, with a candle, just waving it around as if, you know, it's some sort of ritual, and they don't realize that they have to get their hands dirty during the bidikah. They have to crawl under the tables, on the chairs, and look up and look down. And one should not mizalzel on this over here. Again, we said that the bidikah, at this point, before you made bitul, could be the oraita, according to some Rishonim. Ultimately, when you're going to make the bitul, could be a sidra banan. But the point is, one should be careful not to be, you know, lenient just to do a casual bidikah. And once you do a bidikah, even in the rooms that were checked, since they were maybe checked with a double kavanah, they were checked for, you know, for chametz and for other things as well. Ben Sion says, from Maran, one has to be careful. I used to check those rooms quickly in the corners. We're probably not going to find chametz in there so much because they were cleaned properly, but one would not be able to pass over those unless the kavanah was specifically they went back before the Yud-Dalet and checked them for chametz. Then that room can be closed off, and then you can go on to other areas, at least one room that was not checked properly.